Now What? Written by Gary Chapman. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Tyndale House Publishers. I'm Maury Singlin. Chapter 1. Making Marriage a Priority. There comes a time in most marriages when two becomes three. Sometimes two becomes four or five or six or more. This is the design initiated by God in the Garden of Eden when he said to Adam and Eve, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it." Both scripture and modern sociological research indicate that the best environment for children is the environment created by a loving father and mother who are committed to each other for a lifetime. The scriptures also indicate that in marriage, the husband and wife are to become one flesh. The term one flesh speaks of deep intimacy. Modern research also affirms this concept. Most couples who get married do so because they want to have an intimate, exclusive relationship with each other. If an intimate marriage and parenting are both a part of God's design, then surely there is a way to do both successfully. Let's freely admit that when children arrive, they greatly affect the marital relationship. There's a new person in the house, and he or she will be there for a long time. That first child may be joined by siblings over the next few years. Each child creates a new dynamic in the household. Someone has said, the decision to have a child, it's momentous. It is to decide forever to have your heart go walking around outside your body. Parents can identify with that statement. The child is a part of them, and their hearts are linked to the child's well-being. However, in their love for the child, they must never forget that the child is the offspring of their love for each other. Therefore, they must continue to cultivate that love relationship, not only for their own well-being, but for the well-being of the child as well. When a couple neglect their own love relationship, either intentionally or unintentionally, they do so to the detriment of their children. Research clearly shows that the effect of divorce upon a child is devastating. Divorces typically do not occur on the spur of the moment. They are preceded by months and sometimes years of neglecting the marital relationship. Therefore, for the conscientious parent, there is nothing more important than rekindling or keeping alive an intimate relationship with his or her spouse. The antidote to divorce is to stop the process of drifting apart. Choose to paddle your canoes toward each other rather than away from each other. In the last chapter of this book, I will tell you how to do that. But first, you must commit yourselves to the process by making marriage a priority. What does it mean to make marriage a priority? It means, first, that we pause long enough to assess the quality of our marriage. Then we must make a conscious choice that, for the benefit of our children, for ourselves, and if we're Christians, for the glory of God, we will commit ourselves to each other and acknowledge that our marriage is important to us. Finally, we must agree that with God's help, we will find a way to strengthen our intimacy. Making marriage a priority is a conscious choice to make things better. There's a song that says, "Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage." I would like to change part of that analogy and say that marriage and parenting go together like a horse and carriage. The horse and the carriage exist as separate entities. They can be separated from each other. When the horse is separated from the carriage, it is free to roam and frolic as it likes. In a similar manner, marriage and parenting are separate endeavors, but parenting is at its best only when it is linked with marriage. When the horse is harnessed to the carriage, its freedom is limited, but its energy can be used for positive purposes. The carriage cannot fulfill its created function without the horse. Before children, a husband and wife are able to roam and frolic as they choose. Once children come, parents' freedom is limited. But their choice to be connected with their children is for the good of both parents and the children.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?